Political watchers consider the race to be Idaho's next superintendent of public instruction, one of the few races in the state where Democrats stand a chance. Democrat Jana Jones is running against Republican Sherry Ibarra. Yesterday we spoke with Jones. Today we hear from Ibarra. She is a school administrator from Mountain Home. She's also a political newcomer who's run a campaign that, at times, has been controversial. Her website early this year listed an endorsement from an educator who later said he does not support Ibarra. Then more recently, Ibarra took responsibility for language from Jones' website showing up on her own website word for word. R. Scott Graff spoke with Ibarra by phone and asked if her campaign would be a fair representation of the job she would do as Idaho's education superintendent. Ibarra says she considers the controversies just campaign rhetoric.
Campaigns are exactly that. They're just the political arena. I have never hidden the fact that I'm new on the political scene, and I feel that I will do a fantastic job for Idaho, and I've already proven that with my track record in education. I'm very excited to move forward. And our kids in Idaho deserve a state superintendent who has a proven track record that their vision works.
The latest controversy that came up has to do with your voting record, where Idaho Education News reported that you'd missed 15 out of 17 state elections. Why has voting not been a priority for you, considering now your interest at this point in your career in holding public office?
I think that's the way that I want to give back to Idaho. That's not new news. That's something that I shared early on, that I was not a politician. And was excited to give back to Idaho, stand up and say, you know what, I have been horrible in my civic duty and I need to repay Idaho in a bigger way.
Yesterday on this program, your opponent said that the funding for schools from the state legislature and the governor is one of the two biggest problems facing Idaho schools. Do you think that schools in this state need more funding from the legislature to better educate kids?
I believe until, you know, you get into that seat and you study that budget like myself, as one of the chief financial officers for 9 schools, over 4,000 students and 300 employees, that's one of my specialties. And when I took that job on, again, I'll do the exact same thing. Be thoughtful and study it and make sure that there are no strings attached and that school districts have opportunities for local control before you make a blanket statement that, you know, we just need to have the old tax and spend mentality. Now, do I think that we're spread dangerously thin? I have a sneaking suspicion that we may be. But again, until I take a thorough look at that budget, I just don't think it's appropriate to make that statement.
We also spoke with your opponent about tiered licensure. Where do you stand on that issue in this process?
Everyone, educators, parents, taxpayers, understand that that's a step in the right direction and that they want it. We just need to make sure that the message that's coming out of that is join Idaho's vibrant team of professionals. Join us because we have a supportive working environment. We offer excellent working conditions. We already have methods for evaluating teachers coupled with the high quality teacher requirement. So just a few changes and a slowdown in the right direction, and I think it would be one of those items that could come off as an educational leader could really put that into play to be positive for the state of Idaho.
Where do you see morale in the state of Idaho school system?
I think that teachers are feeling right now disrespected, but it's interesting that I'm traveling the state of Idaho and parents and taxpayers alike are all saying that they do not want them to feel that way, that they highly respect the work that they do. And I think it's time for an educational leader like myself to step up to the plate and shout that message loud and clear that we respect our teachers and that we're ready to move forward in Idaho to make positive changes for an excellent educational system.
Your opponent said the same thing yesterday. Morale is low, needs to be increased. Her language on the budget is a little bit different, but not drastically different than the language that you used. Tiered licensure, your viewpoints aren't necessarily a whole lot different. I'm curious, just to the average voter, how much difference do you think they see policy-wise between you and the Democrat running?
Actually, there's a stark difference between myself and my opponent, and it wouldn't be shocking to understand that there would be some things that are alike because of the education factor. I think one of the most obvious factors is that I've been on the front lines with my sleeves rolled up, earning the respect of the very team that I have to lead forward. My opponent has been working on the peripheral of education, meaning on the outside, in the business arena, the very same thing that she was critical of our current leader for, she's done so herself.
Shara Ibarra, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you for having me on the show. I really appreciate it.
Republican candidate for Idaho's Superintendent of Public Instruction, Shara Ibarra, speaking with our Scott Graff. If you missed yesterday's conversation with Democrat Janet Jones, you'll find that at boisestatepublicradio.org. The two will debate each other tonight. You can hear the debate on KBSX beginning at 7.